Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, and Sports Radio 66, WFAN, New York.
Okay, and before we get into the monologue and take care of your calls, we have some breaking news. And the breaking news is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Once again, we have some breaking news powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Anthony Rendon has signed with the Los Angeles Angels. 7 years, $245 million. So the Washington Nationals, the World Series champions, have lost two major players on their way to their first ever championship with Strasburg, of course. Well, no, Strasburg re-signing. But Anthony Rendon is now a member of the Los Angeles Angels. 7 years, $245 million. So they lose him, and this was broken tonight. This breaking news, John Heyman of WFA, and of course, breaking this news only moments ago. We want to get into the program. We want to get into your call. So no from the 1-877-337-6666 number to call. And know this, and I think you already do, especially if you're a New York Yankee fan. This Christmas, you know there's going to be some coal in your Christmas stocking.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along.
Garrett is one of the most coveted major league free agents I've ever been involved with in my experience.
And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on a high fastball. 8 strikeouts for Cole.
You're talking about a guy that is the best of the best. A guy certainly in the prime of his career.
We're in the money. Come on, my honey. Let's spend it, send it, lend it, rolling along.
He could be a real impact guy, and what that looks like.
Swing and a miss, 10 strikeouts for Cole. Swing and a miss, got him on the slider, 15 strikeouts for Cole.
Talking about a great, great player, so the chance to add him to what we feel like is a great team, that's exciting.
Swing and a miss, got him on a changeup. Garrett Cole, 300 strikeouts.
A lot of good friendships, learned a lot about pitching from my teammates, and it was just a pleasure to play in the city of Houston.
And Garrett Cole picks up his 10th strikeout of the ball game.
I think once he gets here, he'll be fine. I mean, you know, the locker room's good. The clubhouse is great. The team is good. You know, the organization's great. So I think having the big expectations of the big contract, you know, it's a little nerve-wracking until you actually get here and see, oh, I got Aaron Judge behind me. I got Gleyber Torres. I got, you know, I got some help.
Swing and a miss. 16 strikeouts for Garrett Cole.
We're in the money. Come on, my honey. Let's spend it, send it, lend it, rolling along.
You got to spend a lot of time together and really learn about him. And this is a guy that would thrive anywhere, but I'm confident, especially in New York.
Okay, and now the kid who grew up a Yankee fan, the kid who decided after high school, UCLA instead of NYY, the kid who was eventually with Pittsburgh, the kid who became what he is, an ace, is now finally getting the haircut and will next appear in gold-plated pinstripes, wearing the Air Jordan 12, the Flu Game sneakers going for only $104,000. And once again, for the Yankee fan, Merry Christmas to you. And who knew that Christmas would come before the 25th? He not only will make over $1 million a start, you know from this, he will be your ace, your A number one, your top of the heap man, who could open the ALDS game one, and certainly open game one, game four, maybe even a game seven of the ALCS, and open game two, game five, and come out of the bullpen for game seven if necessary, and be in the very first car when the confetti falls upon the Canyon of Heroes. However, does he guarantee a title? Does he guarantee more than one title? Will he ever open a game? Will he become the leader the Yankees want him to be? And how will he impact the other starters? Will other Yankees resent or accept? He makes enough money to, as we alluded to earlier, buy Europe, Southeast Asia, and become trade partners with China. How will he handle the money with regards to pressure to perform, living up to the contract? Only the baseball gods know for sure, and it's those baseball gods that can look into the future, since most baseball gods cannot. The Wilpons today proud to announce they found a pitcher to fill out the rotation. Metropolitan fans, if you heard the news from earlier today, I am still convinced you are beside yourself with joy and happiness. The Wilpons more than proud to make it known he comes at a lot less than $324 million over nine, allowing the Wilpons to save that much more for that hotel, casino, shops, and restaurants they plan to build wherever they can get the city to give them the tax breaks they need to have that development come about. The Wilpons less willing to sign the best, more willing to have you sign that lease for that dream apartment you've always wanted. The Wilpons gave their okay on this deal with Mr. Waka for 1 year, $3 million. They gave their okay on this deal once they learned that Michael Waka is a former client of Brody. That means a lot, let's face it, and it does not only to the Wilpons and Brody, but to all Metropolitan fans as well, because we know that Brody would never, ever represent professional baseball players who weren't the best they could be. And once they learned he'd be willing to sign a 1 year, $3 million deal, baseball's version of the expiring contract, the Wilpons were overjoyed. There's an upside to Michael Waka if you look for it. Yes, he's under 30. Yes, his ERA is under 5. Yes, he was only one game under 524 St. Louis starts in 2019. And yes, after failing to win a game after July 19 with the right shoulder, he can now rise. He can now get out of bed in the morning, dress himself, and get to the ballpark where he no longer needs a nurse's aid to reach the locker room, dress, and get to the mound. His best year, 2013, when he was named MVP of the NLCS, and since then, especially the last 2 years, he's had the injuries that has been as much a setback to him as anybody he has faced in the National League with the Cardinals. And yes, he could make, and this is key, he could make another $7 million with bonuses and incentives. And you know, right off the bat, no doubt, you know the Wilpons are hoping he reaches what they believe are very reasonable incentives. And the incentives, from what we understand, he must throw a complete game with every start. He must record double digits in strikeouts, and in those starts, not issue a single walk. Certainly, very reasonable goals. And we would like to see the Metropolitans, by the way, pursue, and we have said this before, not the only voice on this side of the microphone, not the only voice on your side. We would like to see the Metropolitans pursue Starling Marte, a center fielder who's better than Jake Mariznick. And if you're Brody and the Wilpons, better act on this move sooner than later, since the Padres are showing an interest. Memo to Steve Cohen. Help the Mets pay off Bobby Bonilla, Jason Bay, and all their debt, so you can take over now, or certainly more sooner than later. Before we take a break and get to the update, and then, of course, to your telephone calls, after the latest with Janoris Jenkins, the Giants would be better off with a real jackrabbit to play the primary nickel corner out of the slot for the remaining three games. In his latest misdeed, and he's had a number of them, JJ in the daytime proves once again that he's basically a serial twidiot. Because of the ankle, he wasn't practicing today, and giving him enough time to respond to a critical fan by tweeting back, "I can only do my job, retard." With the speed of a jackrabbit, JJ in the daytime, who wants to trail with the top receiver from another team, should be traveling out of town as soon as you can get the car out of the garage, or the bus out of the terminal, or the plane out of the hangar. Here is a veteran. He is supposed to be a leader, and he's a leader already. He's more suited to be a leader of the Crips or the Bloods than a guardian angel, and that he is not. Whatever the fan tweeted, and I'm sure it might have been as gross or grosser than what he tweeted back. We don't know what was tweeted by the fan, but you got to be thinking, JJ in the daytime should have ignored the tweet, and B, whatever the fan at the practice tweeted, he might have been absolutely right. All right, we're going to take a break and get you to the update, the 11 o'clock version, and then we'll get right away to your telephone call. So, Michael Wacha, a brand new member of the New York Metropolitans, and 24 hours later, there is still the glee and the joy and the happiness, and with good reason, with the Yankees signing Gerrit Cole 24 hours ago, and the breaking news that we gave. Anthony Rendon, no longer a Washington National, he signed really only minutes ago, the Los Angeles Angels, 7 years and $245 million. So they spent a lot of money to keep Strasburg, of course, and not with Anthony Rendon, who was not expected to return to play third base for Washington.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.